Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to start sharing stories with you from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Kindness Matters. There's a conversation going on these days about kindness and civility and remembering that we're all in this together. So we decided to put together a collection of stories that will make you feel great. Stories about people performing random acts of kindness, taking an extra minute to do something nice, spending an extra dollar to help someone, and really being part of a community. And that's what we're talking about today, community, with two stories about how people came together to help someone when there was an issue. In our first story, Holly Green tells us what happened when the medical office where she worked as a nurse burned down. She actually saw it on the news while getting ready for work, threw on some jeans, and hustled over there to see what she could do. It was the medical records that were her biggest concern. Nothing was computerized, so those paper records were all they had for their patients' histories. And now they were either scorched or dripping wet or both. She tried to go inside to rescue some of the records, but the firefighter stopped her, of course, saying it was too dangerous. Plus, those records were not going to be salvageable. So the reality of the disaster started to sink in as Holly and her colleagues looked on. But three acts of kindness got them through that first day, offers of help from people in their town. Holly says those three gestures meant everything to her. One of their patients offered to send a letter on behalf of the office explaining what had happened and what patients could expect. And then a business owner down the street called one of the doctors and said that he would empty out a couple of offices in his building for them. The nurses could be headquartered there to field phone calls about prescription refills and other matters. Holly and the rest of the team stood there for hours, watching the fire wind down and strategizing about how to keep the practice going. And then at noon, there was a third act of kindness. An SUV drove up, and the manager of the local McDonald's climbed out. He scurried around to the back and opened the hatch. Inside were stacks of boxes containing fresh, hot quarter pounders and fries for everyone, as well as soft drinks. Holly says, "Of course, nothing could undo the fire, but our good-hearted community stood beside us in the weeks that followed as we struggled to keep the practice open. And none of us will ever forget the kindnesses that made such a difference on that first day." We started that story with a quote from Coretta Scott King that sums it up beautifully. "The greatness of a community is most accurately measured by the compassionate actions of its members." Having that feeling of community, like in Holly Green's town, is a big part of what makes us humans, that ability to reach out and help others who are in need. And Alina Autumnbright has a great story to share about that. In her case, her 2.5-year-old son was sick with RSV and was in the hospital in an oxygen tent. It was 3 days before Christmas. Alina's 9-year-old daughter was at home being looked after by her father. He and Alina had separated recently, making this even harder. Alina says, "I was also worrying about money. I was working as a manager for a retail chain, and it was the most hectic time of the year. I had already taken almost all my vacation time and knew I would not be paid for the days I was now taking off. This would put even more of a financial burden on me, and I had only a couple of $100s in the bank. My ex was not able to help us financially, so money was a big worry. Of course, her main concern was her son. His health had not been good. He had had meningitis the year before, had missed all his baby and toddler milestones, wasn't talking, and still could not walk. His doctors feared he was developmentally delayed, and she wasn't sure what that might mean for the future. Alina had no family nearby either, and now she was facing these big challenges with her son, plus the financial problems. As she sat there worrying about this, in walked one of her colleagues at work, Lorna. And Lorna brought a card signed by the store managers and some of the office and warehouse staff as well, about 15 people. Alina was touched that they were thinking of her. But as she read the card, she discovered something amazing. Inside the card was a note that said, "Dear Alina, we want to help. Each person who has signed this card has donated one vacation day into your account. We know you need to spend some time with your son and don't want you to worry about having to take time off without pay." Even the company owner had donated a day. Alina says, "I was so overwhelmed and touched by the gesture, the pure kindness with no thought of compensation." She says that an inner peace came over her then, and she went to sleep that night on the cot in her son's room with renewed hope. The kindness is continued the next day. They received a blanket made by some ladies in the community, and some local radio station DJs brought plush toys and played Christmas music for them. They had a visit from Chio Bear, the hospital mascot, and they were entertained by a volunteer dressed as a clown. Alina says, "In the years following, I wanted to pay forward the blessings I had received. I organized several fundraisers for the hospital, raising a total of $30,000. Her life had been full of challenges ever since that Christmas season in the hospital. Her son did turn out to need lifetime care 24/7. But Alina says, "No matter how overwhelmed I am, at the end of each day, I look back and pick out at least one positive thing that happened and allow myself to feel good about it. I always try to practice gratitude and thankfulness for the blessings we have. I used to try and be super mom and do everything myself, but now I let others help, which makes them feel good too." You know, kindness is a virtuous circle. When you do for others, you feel more blessed yourself, more grateful for what you have and what you can offer. We began that story with a quote from Lydia Child that goes like this: "An effort made for the happiness of others lifts us above ourselves." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Kindness Matters. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this new book and all the topics it covers, and you'll find it wherever books are sold, including at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. If you want to read stories from this new kindness book and our other new collections, you can sign up for our daily newsletter, and you'll get a free story in your email every day. Just go to chickensoup.com and click on the newsletter sign-up option. And you'll also find on Twitter, where my handle is at Amy Newmark, that we post links to the free stories and to this podcast. Come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Grieving, Loss, and Healing, about how you can continue to make your lost loved ones part of your family gatherings.